friends, and welcome to the final concert of the 24-25 season for Orchestra Nova Northwest, Testimony. My name is Casey Bozell, and I'm the concertmaster for this orchestra, as well as your guide to the pieces you're going to hear. We begin the concert with the third piano concerto by Sergei Prokofiev. This will be performed by guest soloist Yaron Kohlberg, who we're thrilled to welcome to our Portland stage. Prokofiev began composing some sketches for this concerto as early as 1913. This was while he was still studying at the St. Petersburg Conservatory. He didn't complete the work until several years later, after he had moved away from his home country, spent some time in the United States, and was at that time making a name for himself in Paris. It was finally premiered with the Chicago Symphony Orchestra in 1921, in Paris in 1922, and had its Soviet premiere in 1925. And in 1932, Prokofiev himself played the solo part with a recording with the London Symphony Orchestra. The concerto is in three movements, and there are some really fun things that make it stand out. It's easy to see why this is such a popular concerto of his. The orchestra and the pianist really work collaboratively, meaning this is not one of those piano plays and orchestra accompanies pieces. You'll hear a good amount of dissonance for Prokofiev, perhaps not a lot of dissonance by modern music standards, but it explores more harmonic creativities than some of his other works. It wouldn't be accurate to describe this piece as neoclassical, for instance. There are some notable instrumental highlights, such as a really prominent castanet part. We sometimes don't hear those featured in a lot of Russian music. The melodies throughout are fairly accessible for our modern ears, but very rhythmically driven, whether they're fast or slow. You may also hear some similarities and even references to his music from his ballet Romeo and Juliet as well. It's a really engaging piece and really exciting piece to play. And as an audience member, you can just sit back and enjoy the very entertaining ride. Prokofiev enjoyed a large part of his career outside the Soviet Union, making connections in the United States and Europe. He returned to his home country in 1936 voluntarily, believing that perhaps he could continue to make a name for himself by freely traveling as an artist and composer. Upon arriving, however, his passport was confiscated, and he found himself navigating the particularly difficult political climate of the rule of Joseph Stalin. Now, in a bizarre coincidence, Prokofiev died on March 5th, 1953, but it wasn't publicly known until several days later, as March 5th was also the date that Joseph Stalin died. Prokofiev and Shostakovich were contemporaries, and there's evidence to suggest that they were rivals, potentially competing for the title of the premier Soviet composer. There are definite references to Prokofiev in the memoirs of Shostakovich, a collection of interviews from author Solomon Volkov. This publication was the inspiration for a 1988 film, but it has also been the subject of controversy, as there are mixed accounts of how often Volkov was actually in communication with Shostakovich. Regardless of the complete accuracy of this particular book, the career trajectory of Shostakovich was quite different than that of Prokofiev. Shostakovich was entrenched in the Soviet Union for the whole of his career. His livelihood was drastically affected by governmental oversight, and denunciations of certain works affected his audiences and income. He published this 10th symphony in 1953 in a clear response and sudden freedom that came with Stalin's death. It takes a really rightful place as a favorite and often performed Shostakovich symphony among the full 15 that he wrote. It's in four movements, and there is a lot of emotion encapsulated within. There's a clear release that he's conveying here that was a reaction to the history that he was living. Now, one of my favorite facets about Shostakovich in general is that he composed a musical signature into many of the pieces he wrote. So, buckle up. It's music theory time.
Music theory time.
What you will hear in the third movement specifically is this sequence of notes. Those notes I played are D, E flat, C, B. Now, in the German musical alphabet, these have slightly different names. D is still D, but E flat is called S, C is still the same, and the B in the German alphabet is called H. So now, the sequence of notes is D, S, C, H, or Dmitri Shostakovich. Now you have two chances to hear this concert. The first is this Saturday, May 17th at 7:30 p.m. at Mount Hood Community College. And the second is Sunday, May 18th at 3 p.m. at the Patricia Reeser Center in Beaverton. You can get more information about tickets at novanorthwest.org. That's novanw.org. On behalf of myself, conductor Stephen Bias, and all the amazing colleagues of mine in Orchestra Nova Northwest, thank you so much for your support of our organization and our mission. We are so looking forward to hearing what you think of your concert experience, so please come find us to let us know. We'll see you there.